Hello. So today was actually a pretty good day. First full day in Washington. Expecting it to be pretty hard. You're climbing up from like 900 feet to 4,000, and I thought, it's probably gonna be. I was looking at the maps, and there's lots of contour lines and stuff. And the grade in the data book is a lot of positive, although the grade wasn't really like incredibly positive or anything like that. It didn't seem like it was gonna be really hard, and it really wasn't. It was not bad. We did 23 miles, so, and it was mostly up today, so pretty confident that I was looking through the data book, and as long as the data book's not completely crazy off, it looks like we should definitely be able to do 20 miles a day through Washington. Before, when I was saying what we wanted to, I didn't have the data book or anything, so it doesn't look too bad. When we get up north, within like 150 miles of the border, it starts getting a little steeper. There's longer sections of steeper, but for the most part, all the really steep grades are in really short sections, so it's not like maybe a mile or so. So it should be okay, it should be doable. Even if it gets dark at 7 o'clock, we should be able to get 20 miles in before then. Maybe not if we stop and eat dinner before, but we should be able to, get to camp in time and eat dinner and stuff before it gets dark. But I don't know, it's pretty good. Today, so we came to the campground last night, the Panther Creek campground, and they were supposed to come around and get money. Like, there was usually there's an envelope you put money in, and you put it in a little slot in a box, and then they collect it that way. But this was like, no, just hang out at your campground, somebody will be around to collect the money. And there was nowhere else to put the money. So we were just hanging out, and nobody came around. All these cars kept driving by trying to find park camping spots, and they couldn't. And we were just hanging out with the fire and stuff, eating our marshmallows and whatnot. And it was getting dark, so we went to bed. And then we heard all these people talking outside, and it was, I don't know, I was like, man, why is everybody talking outside? I was getting kind of annoyed because I wanted to go to sleep even though it was like 7:30. Nobody came by to get money, and we thought, well, maybe this morning or something, but nobody came by, so I don't know, we just left because we got places to go. And the person definitely knew we were there because when Amy dropped us off, we were talking to the person, and we said how we were staying tonight, and she said, okay. So I don't know, she knew we were on the trail, maybe. I don't know, maybe we could just stay there or something. I don't know. So maybe when I get home I'll send them money or something. But it was pretty nice. So we got up early this morning. It was weird because I was having this dream. I don't remember what my dream was. Oh, yesterday was Raven and I's anniversary. We've been together for 4 years now, which is kind of fun. And so we had hot dogs and stuff yesterday. It was kind of exciting because it was actually like a pretty nice campfire dinner, and we had marshmallows and everything. It's pretty nice. Anyways, I think I was having a dream, something like I was complaining I didn't get presents or something. I don't know. It was weird. And then I was like, I don't really care if you get me anything. I don't really need anything. And he's like, don't say I didn't get you anything. I don't know. It was weird. Oh no. But then we were trying to, there was like the secret spy stuff or something. Anyways, I don't really remember it. But I like jolted awake for like no reason. It's not like my dream or anything had anything that would jolt me awake, but I just kind of jolted awake, and then I was like, oh, definitely not 6 o'clock yet. And I rolled over onto my other side, and then Raymond's like poking me because it's 6 o'clock, and I was like, seriously, it's 6 o'clock? That's not even light up. Yeah, so it's getting harder to get up at 6 o'clock, I think, because it's not, I don't know. It's easy to get up when it's light out because it's light out, and so you can just get going, but the days are getting shorter, so it's getting harder. So we got up, we had to climb first thing. It was supposed to be like the hardest climb of the day, and there were some good up sections, but it didn't really take that long. Most of the day, as I said, was uphill, and but it wasn't really like really hard uphill. I mean, I think coming out of when we camped at that horse camp, and we had to go up that mountain outside of Mount Hood, that day, at least to me, was a lot harder. I mean, that that morning just took it out of me for whatever reason, and then I was just kind of tired the whole rest of the day trying to get down to Eagle Creek. So I don't know, but it wasn't really too bad. There were some nice views in Mount Hood and Mount Adams today as we were walking, but we kept walking in forest. And as like I mentioned, Raymond noticed when we were on Eagle Creek that there's deciduous trees around now, which we haven't actually, I didn't even pay attention, and Raymond does, and we haven't seen deciduous trees in a while. It's only been like evergreen trees and stuff. So I don't know, it's kind of different. And we keep walking in them, and they're not as thick, and so they don't keep it as cool. It's not nice and cool like my evergreen forest is. And so it was getting kind of warm today, but it wasn't too bad. I mean, it really was, it was pleasant. If it stayed this temperature for the rest of the time, I think it would be good. It's kind of chilly tonight because it's really windy where we're camped. We're camped by Blue Lake, and it's very quite windy. This morning as we were hiking up, we stopped and take a break, and there were some hikers that you could see, and I figured they were probably through hikers, but I couldn't tell who they were, or if we knew them, or if they were just other people. And so they were kind of camped at a campsite a little bit away from us, and I figured they were probably people making noise last night, but I couldn't tell who they were, and I could hear them, and I couldn't recognize any of the voices or anything. So we just left, and we were up taking a break, and here comes this guy Mainsail, who I think probably south of Sonora, yeah, right before Sonora passed, just outside of Yosemite. That was the last time that we saw him. He's jetting. He wasn't going down to Bridgeport or anything. He was going to do 30 mile days through Oregon and everything, and so I just figured he was way long gone, like halfway through Washington by now, because we took like 5 days at Raymond's grandparents. We stopped at like every town in Oregon. We took a couple days in Ashland. We took like 5 days with my cousin. I mean, we've taken a lot of days off since the Oregon border, for whatever one reason or another. And so I just figured, like, man, he's like way ahead. And when we got on after Graham's grandparents, he was a couple days ahead of us, so I just figured, yeah, he's gone. But apparently, no, he's still there, so he's really nice. Apparently, his wife came out, and they spent a couple days together and stuff. She's been coming out periodically, and he takes a couple days off and visits with her and everything, which is nice. And he was trying to catch up with sauerkraut, and we finally got the scoop on sauerkraut. Apparently, sauerkraut was his AT hiking partner, so he's trying to catch up to him so that they can finish together, because that would be really cool to finish the PCT and the AT with him. He's also really nice. But apparently in South Lake Tahoe, sauerkraut got stuck for like 3 weeks waiting for his girlfriend to come. So he like hiked the Tahoe Rim Trail a couple times and stuff, like waiting for him to come. So that is why he is not way far ahead of us and is where he is right now. So finally figured that out, and that's good to know, because he was super far ahead of us. We met him, we camped at the same place at the kickoff, and yeah, so that's that. And then we were talking, and Mainsail was camped with Jeremy and Serena, who we saw in Syed Valley again, and then we haven't seen them since then, so that was a while ago. And they were going out for something, I forget what, like a wedding or something, right outside of that. So that's probably where we lost them. But they were camped there also, but we haven't seen them today. So they're either going slower or something. I know Jeremy's foot was hurting him outside of Syed, but hopefully that's all better by now. And Mainsail also said, "You guys know Kimber?" And we said, "Yeah, we know Kimber." And she's like, "Oh, she's right behind us, like right behind us. She'll be up in a minute." And we're like, "Oh, is she by herself?" Because Kimber, Kyle, Sean, and Sam, we were like hiking with kind of for a long time there in California. And we got rides around the fire from Sierra City to Quincy with Kimber and Kyle. And, you know, we're just kind of hanging out. And, I don't know, haven't seen them since Burney Falls. And here they come, right off. And they're like, "Man, we were just wondering where you guys were. And if we'd see you guys again." So they've been hustling and moving. But I knew they could, because they were doing like 25 miles. They could be doing 25 miles then, and we were doing like 20. So with all our time off and going slower, they caught up to us, which is kind of cool. So we kind of actually leapfrog all day today. Kimber's sister, I forget what her name is here now, and she's hiking for like 2 weeks with him. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, it was good seeing them again, just because we were hiking for so long with them and going all over the place with them and stuff. So it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. And let's see, anything else exciting happened today? What? Oh yeah, there are huckleberries all over the place today. I can't believe it. There must not be a lot of bears in this area or something, because they're not eaten already. Usually we go by places and they're all eaten, like the bears eat them. Or people get them, pick them, but for some reason there's like a ton of them. So we stopped for a break, I grab a handful and eat them, and they were delicious. Huckleberries are related to blueberries, and they kind of look like blueberries. They get dark like blueberries, and they kind of have, they're a type of blueberry, Raymond says. But they're more like blueberries are kind of mushy. Huckleberries are more like grapes. Like, you bite into it and that's that crisp watery instead of like a mushy. Oh, that's the best way I can describe it. So they're kind of like grapes, although they're blueberries. They're pretty tasty. And yeah, they're pretty good. So I hope we keep finding them, because they're pretty good. It's a nice addition. Some fresh fruit into our diet. Not like we get a lot because they're tiny, but still, it's still nice to have something different, mix it up. Let's see, what else happened today? We saw two snakes. One of them was playing dead, and Rain was like poking with his pole and moving it all around until it finally moved away. But it totally almost stepped on it because it thought it was just a stick. Because it was just like black. It did have a pattern on it, but there were these things this morning throwing things out of the trees, throwing pieces of wood out of the trees. It almost hit me, and it was throwing pretty good. We don't know what it was. Kyle and Kibber were stopped. We saw them stopped trying to figure out what it was, but didn't figure it out. So I figure it's probably Oompa Loompas, because what else could it be? I mean, they're tiny. They live in the trees, right? And they probably don't want us to come up there, so they're throwing stuff so we don't come up. That must be what it is. I also saw an owl today, which was pretty crazy. It was kind of creepy, because it's these big black, it just looks like these two huge black eyes staring at you. And I was like, you're kind of creepy, Mr. Owl. Like, I know that's not like really, it's, you know, these huge eyes, but it was a big owl and it flew away. And it's, you're saying how I think that might be the first owl we've ever seen in the wild, but yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, I walked and all of a sudden this huge bird like flew out of the tree. I was like, whoa, what was that? And I turned the corner, it was this owl, and he's like staring at me, and I was like, you're creeping me out, but I'm gonna take a picture of you. So I took a picture of him, then we went on. Let's see, anything else exciting happened today?
There's like nice campgrounds in the middle of nowhere with the benches.
Oh yeah, we kept walking by all these like campgrounds, like out, not close to a road, so I don't know very many people that would be using them. I mean, I guess PCTers could use them, but I doubt there's very many other people that would be using these. But there's like a fire circle, and then really close to the fire circle would be a bench. And then there would be like another bench, but it's a little higher behind it. So to me, I thought, whoa, it's like stadium seating for your fire, which is kind of weird. Everybody was like, oh, a picnic table. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense. Like, a place to eat at. But every time we went by, I was just like, oh, stadium seating. That's awesome. Because it was so close to the fire circle. I don't know. It was kind of weird. And they were in random places. And we went by this road, and the road goes down to Trout Lake. We're going down to Trout Lake, not tomorrow, probably Sunday morning. We could get there tomorrow if we got a ride when we got there. It's only 24 miles away. But we could, what? Hey, we could do 24 miles. We did 23 today. We could totally have done another mile if we wanted to. But anyways, we could probably get there as long as tomorrow's not really strenuous. It's only 24 miles, but we're only going to probably do 20 or something around there. But it went down to Charlotte, but there was this like campground there, and we're walking up to it, and there's this bucket, and at first I thought it said hiker trash. But it said hiker stash. When I got closer, I was like, hiker stash? What's inside? And so I opened it up, and it was like, you find something good, it's just trash. And I was like, no, it says stash. Because it got him too. And we opened it up, and there's all these candies and cookies and stuff. So I got Starburst, Raven got Snickers. It was pretty awesome. Because we don't get very much, as I said before, we got a lot of that kind of stuff in the desert, because I really think it's because the desert is awful and they're trying to make as much fun as possible so people make it through. And now we're kind of in a nice place, so you don't really need all that stuff. But I was actually pretty excited because my stomach wasn't feeling very good this morning. And I was trying to find something that I could eat that didn't make my stomach feel worse. And I had some Skittles, and eating them actually didn't make my stomach feel worse, which kind of seems weird to me because it's just sugar. But I needed something because I wasn't able to eat a lot because when I start walking, I just feel awful. And then I wasn't eating anything, and so I didn't have any energy to walk up the hills, and it was just not going well. So I was like trying everything that I had, and I was like, I'll try my Skittles. And so I ate them all this morning because it was the only thing I had that didn't make me feel like I was going to puke. And so, which sounds silly, but then I was like, oh man, I ate all my candies. And I was kind of sad about that, but I was like, whatever, I needed something to eat, now I can eat granola bars and stuff. And then we got to the stash, and I was like, yes, more candies! And so I just ate, like, the Starburst this afternoon, which probably wasn't good. I should have eaten some of the granola bars, so I just had, like, sugar all day today, which, I don't know, was not really the best. But I guess tomorrow I'll do better and not just eat sugar all day. But yeah, I just, so that was pretty exciting. And then Kyle and Kimber and her sister were there at the campground, and we walked by and waved, and Kimber yells out, you guys want some cream cheese danishes? And Raymond's all over that. So actually Raymond was kind of hesitant seeming, and I was like, well, he should be like all over that. He likes that kind of stuff. I don't really like that kind of stuff, so I don't have any, but he did. And it seemed pretty good. Pretty messy though. But it was nice that y'all offered some to us. I was going to offer marshmallows at a fire tonight because we were camping at the same place, but it's a little too windy. Raymond was still going to make a fire, but I said, I think it's a little too windy because there was a wind break and stuff, but still the wind got down there, and I really don't want like sparks going off and lighting the forest on fire. So I said no to that. And it was kind of cold, and so I just wanted to get in the tent and get warm. I think that's probably about everything exciting. What? Oh yeah, we were walking. Look at all the stuff I forgot today. We were walking. Today was actually a pretty exciting day compared to most days. Usually I'm like, well, we walked today, and try to think of things that I can say. But anyways, we were walking, and I'm thinking about things like I normally do, and all of a sudden I scared the heck out of me because I didn't actually see him. There was a hunter. He was hunting bow hunting, but he was like full camo. Like even his face and everything were painted camo. And man, I think that's the first time I've ever seen somebody actually in the woods in camo, like a full camo, kind of blended in, like you couldn't really see him, like his face you couldn't really see. I was like, what, does he have something over his face or something? And until I got closer to him, then I was like, oh, it's just painted, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I figured it probably worked pretty good because the army uses it, so it has to work pretty good. You have to actually blend in. But when you see somebody just like out on the street or something, or in the store, and you're like, really? Does that really work that good? Man, they scared the heck out of me. And then I was just like, what the heck is it? Like, what's this cursor doing here with all these bows and stuff? I don't know, it was kind of crazy to me, because I was just like, what's he doing? Is he some kind of crazy person? And then I was like, oh, he's probably hunting. Even though we haven't seen, like, any hunting animals. We haven't seen any deer or anything in a while, but whatever. But his bow was nice and bright fluorescent colors. His arrows were the ends of the arrows. So that's really why I saw him, but it scared me. Because I really didn't see him. So I didn't know what it was, and then he moved because he was, like, using his phone. It scared the heck out of me. But anyways, and then apparently there's some other hunters coming through a field that we went through. I didn't see them, Raymond did. So there's like four hunters out doing stuff. It's kind of cool. We got to our camp tonight and these two other people came by. They were looking for a camp spot. And I was like, help yourself. And I think they went down like half a mile to another lake and camped down there. Maybe it's not so windy down there because it is pretty windy here. And I was like, oh, we'll see how our tent does. And it actually keeps it pretty warm. Keeps out, most of the wind. It's pretty windy outside and it's getting pretty cold, but it's not too bad in here, so that's pretty good. Anything else exciting happen today? I think that's everything. So, yeah, I'm gonna go to bed now.